we have a very special guest today. Cammy is here with us. Cammy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to have you on New Music Monday. If you guys didn't know, Cammy is a Flashback Friday host, and Flashback Friday and New Music Monday, we just get along.
We're best friends.
Really do.
Yeah. But we are so excited to have her on to do our album review this week. Cammy, you have got to tell me all about the album that you're doing for this week.
Yes. So we're taking a look at the Marias. They have an album called Submarine that just came out. It is their second studio album, and it's a super similar vibe to their original, but I honestly think it's even better.
Okay, I've heard a little bit of this album, but you were telling me there's a bunch of lore behind it. You have got to tell me about this lore.
Yes, there's some deep lore to this album. Ooh. So the lead singer of the Marias, you're probably shocked, her name is Maria, but she was dating their drummer, his name is Josh. Ooh. And after they finished their tour for their first album, they split very dramatically.
Messy, messy.
But they're both still in the band together. So before they made this album, the band went on a 6-month hiatus, 4 months of which the entire band like split up, went solo, did not speak to each other. And then they came together and made this album.
Ooh, I love that drama.
That's insane. Do you think you'd be able to stay in a band with somebody you broke up with?
I would move across the country. Right. I don't think I could do it.
Right, it's so Fleetwood Mac coded.
Yeah,
right?
And like with Big Thief, like Adrian Linker and Buck Meek, yeah. They're not together. I don't think I could do it.
No, me neither. They would drive me crazy probably.
And especially because music is so personal, I feel like doing that with an ex-partner would be really stressful.
Yeah.
I don't get it when they like do songs about the breakup and then they're both just like in the band. Like,
right, wow. And they're fine with it. Yeah. Like it seems just so vulnerable and like just crazy to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I have not listened to this album yet. What are like some of your favorite songs from it?
I really like Echo. One of my personal favorites is No One Noticed. That one's blowing up right now, but I think it's really, really good. Those two are probably my top two favorites, or Blur. Blur is really good too.
Cammy, you've got to tell me. So I know you have been a fan of them for a while. Has their sound kind of switched up over the years, or do you think it's stayed the same?
I think it's been pretty consistent, even though it has progressed quite a bit. They've always had a really consistent, like, echoey, like, dreamy indie pop sound. And I feel like regardless of how many EPs or albums they've put out, it's always music that you can kind of, like, sink into and just kind of like rock with whatever you're doing. So I think that's a very consistent sound that they have, but I do think that Submarine is the most developed album that they've put out.
Nice. Yeah, if you had to give the whole album like a rating out of 10, what would it get?
I'm gonna go solid 9. Nice. I think all around it was a really, really strong album from them.
Awesome. Well, I definitely have to check out this whole album, but thank you so much for coming on New Music Monday this week.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was so fun.
We'd love to have you, Cammy.
Oh my goodness.